Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I came across this lady online a few days ago and just said, well, we need to track her down and speak to her. I mean, it really takes balls to do what she did, especially on a stage in front of 600 million people. I'm delighted to be joined by her now. Catherine Walker is a paediatric nurse and Miss Universe Ireland. Good morning, Mrs. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so well, thank you. How are you?
I'm delighted to have you on the show. Now, for anyone who didn't see it yet, you were taking part in Miss Universe, the contest, one of 80 contestants, and it was the national costume round. So what kind of costumes were you surrounded by? Let's kick off with that.
Yeah, so in Miss Universe, you know, you have all the serious parts, but the national costume kind of gives the contestants a bit of free reign. They're allowed to basically do whatever they want. And so I followed Miss Universe for years. And for me, the costumes that always stood out were the ones that made like a bit of a statement. And it's not always, you know, I think this is the first one there's ever been on Nurses Pay. You sometimes get maybe something to do with the environment. There was one last year about like Black Lives Matter, things like that. So I just sort of thought, you know what, this would be a really cool opportunity to just go for it. I obviously have the audience and it's personal to me and it's relevant, but a lot of the costumes around me, you know, they're like traditional ones. So I think Miss Puerto Rico, she had like a traditional dress on. India, who was on before me, she had a sari on. Miss Finland, hers was to do with like environmental damage. So it's kind of up to the girls sort of own sort of creative, like they can.
Yeah, so you decided to emblaze something on your costume front and back, which I couldn't take my eyes off. I thought it was epic. I've never seen anything like it. Tell the listener, if they hadn't seen the picture, what you wrote on your costume.
Yeah, so we decided to go for the slogan Fair Pay for Nursing, because it's, I mean, like, I think everybody can agree on the fact that nurses don't get the pay that they deserve. And so the whole idea behind the costume was that it was like a healthcare hero, and you know, it sort of played on superhero, but then it turns out I was actually a healthcare worker, you know. And I knew it is a bit of cheese, and you know, but you know, it worked. I did not expect half of the reaction that I've got, you know, but I'm so glad.
I bet that it because it was in front of 600 million people, like it's a huge audience. And I mean, we all know the state of pay for nurses in this country, but I bet in other countries they're like, holy, what is that about? And got people talking,
well,
you know.
Yeah, so I actually, a few people from America actually reached out to me to say that, you know, we can actually recognize that our pay here is quite good, but we know from talking to other colleagues that where you are is particularly poor. But it seems to have really gathered traction in Brazil.
Really?
Which is funny. Yeah, because in Brazil, I think Brazil has actually suffered the most losses of healthcare workers themselves to COVID. And their pay is particularly poor as well. So do you know what? It was really great to get a lot of recognition in that way. Yeah, it does seem to definitely be a global thing. It's not just here in Ireland and the UK. It is right across the board, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you were better paid as a waitress than as a qualified ICU nurse.
Yeah.
How do you manage to get by?
Well, so whenever I graduated, when I was in uni, you're a student nurse, so you're basically working full time as a student nurse, you know. So I maintained the waitress job on top of that. I think I was earning roughly 17, 18 pounds an hour at that rate. And then you go into full time healthcare, and I was working in intensive care, and I earned roughly 12 or 13 pounds an hour. You know, and whenever I made that sort of connection, I just thought, oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. Surely there has to be some let up. And that was 5 years ago. You know, I think if anything, nurses' pay is pretty much either the same or slightly, I mean, there's been minor increases, but
it's awful. It's awful.
To,
it is taking its toll. It's taken its toll as well, is it? And some are leaving the profession to go to places like States for better pay, right?
Oh, absolutely. And like there was a point in time where I considered leaving nursing altogether, you know, and I've only been in, you know, I've only been qualified 5 years. So I can only imagine what a slap in the face this is to women and men who've been working in the profession for a lot longer. And actually the Irish Nursing and Midwifery Organisation in just October of this year, they released a survey saying that up to 68% of those working within the profession have considered leaving due to COVID. You know, and it's just, I think, you know, healthcare was already strained, so then to be hit with what we have over the last 2 years, it's just, potentially disastrous.
It is potentially disastrous. So so what needs to be done? Or will a round of applause do you?
Yeah.
Will you go out and give you a round of applause on the street? Would that, you not be happy with that?
Okay, no, well, sure, that's it. But, you know, there was actually, I don't know if you saw, there was a thing floating around sort of last year, and it was talking about, you know, there was a period of time where it was every Thursday night we went out and we clapped for our healthcare workers. And then that all stopped, but like the healthcare workers, they never stopped, you know, they never stopped working. And I think, you know, from my own experience, the people that I work with, they go above and beyond their pay bracket every single day without fail. And nobody goes into the nursing profession for the money, but equally, you know, you have to make a living, as you say. And I know girls that have, they've maybe given up, they've gone to part-time hours, or they've maybe, you know, by the time they pay for childcare, it's not worth their while to be in work, you know, and it's sad in that sense because
we're losing good people.
We're losing really good people, really good staff, people who are well-skilled, experienced, but also people who want to do the job. They're not there, you know, as I said, they're not there for money, and nursing isn't something you go into just overnight. You don't just think, aye, that's sure, let's go for it. You know, and for a lot of these people, it's a calling. It's what they feel they were meant to do. So I feel in that way, it's really disheartening when you feel like you've got this calling and this sort of, this is your nature and this is what you're meant to be doing. And then to get hit in the face with all these other things coming at you, it's just, and it sounds very doom and gloom, and I hate to be negative about it, but
it's the reality.
It's the reality.
Yeah, it is. Sadly, it's the reality, and something needs to be done about it quick. But it was just amazing to see you in this competition use your platform to make a difference, make people aware of actually what is going on. What has the reaction been?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Like, it's been shared, I don't know how many times. I've been getting messages from like all around the world, messages from people locally. I was actually out on the town a couple of nights ago, and people were coming up to me, you know. So I just think it's really great that it's had that recognition, but I don't want it to lose its traction. You know, I don't want it to be just a one-off and, oh, that was great, you know, well done. But I actually do, you know, if anybody who it works, the higher powers want to talk to me, I'm happy to. But I think it's got to the point now where you can't deny the facts. The facts are there. Healthcare has traditionally never been that well paid. But the thing about it is, as well, if you look back at nurses' pay, maybe even 7 or 8 years ago, when you compare it with inflation, I think a nurse's pay has almost dropped by like 30 or 40%, you know. So when you compare it with inflation and things like that, you know, it's just a cost of living. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of the time healthcare relies on the goodwill of its workers. You know, it relies on, these are good people who are just trying to do a good job, and sure, they'll put up with it.
It's awful. I mean, it's really a crisis point at the minute. We all need to be aware, and we need to keep the conversation going. And I just want to thank you again for using your platform and speaking out. And what was Miss Universe like, by the way?
Oh my goodness, I had the best time. So I only really found out about the title about 5 weeks before I went, so I didn't have a lot of prep time, but this is something I've wanted to do for so long. And it just feels really surreal that I was actually there. There were moments where maybe I was backstage or we were out somewhere, and I just had to be like, you know, take a wee moment to be like, this is okay, hold on, I'm at Miss Universe right now. This is so, it was so surreal. And I think it will take a long time for it to actually sink in.
It's a nice little side hustle for you as a nurse.
Just, you know, as you do. But no, it was great. And like, a lot of the girls I met were really wonderful. My roommate was Iceland. She was fantastic. She was just a real sweetheart. And I think that's the thing that I love about it. You just get to meet all these other people. You know, you get to learn about them. The things I learned about Iceland that I never knew, you know?
Yeah. An incredible experience.
And I feel like, as well, it's one of the things where you, like, you actually learn a lot about yourself and you can bring a lot home from it. So, yeah, it was just insane. But I don't think it sunk in.
Well, listen, you're amazing. It's great to have you back on the island. And best of luck with everything, and happy Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, you too. Have a wonderful
day. Bye, Catherine. Bye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.